Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your crisp. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And stop my boss, you motherfuckers, I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I dragged my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you, it's all you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped out tight. Nowadays, that's how you gotta do. Cause broke fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it, I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch, we sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign, I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get you a award, say your speech, better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Where you up in your choreography practice with your glittery pants? You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me and the passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food scraps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip my bucket without a second thought. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hands looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know, the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a faggot, gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. Then this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Radio, I be your blood preacher, Havoc, alongside with the choir boy of death, Ghetto G. And we ain't got nobody else yet, so fuck it. And there ain't nobody tuned in yet, so fuck it. We can go to a track. How about some Ghetto G? I'm ready for war.
Warning. 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 Warning.
Always the one in groups, no one ever knew. I'm rising from the shadows, nothing you can do. I keep it real, I don't need no stupid gimmick. Fed up with the radio, it all makes me sick. You making songs is just a damn waste. I'll show you talent, come and get you a taste. When it comes to rhyming, that shit's out the door. I won't be centered in no Walmart store. I'll be like a lion, cause I am a beast. I'm that dope white boy coming from the east. At the saw beating good pussy for a feast. You just disgusting, molesting kids like a priest. Look at your lame ass, your your swag's on broke. Only getting laid with the Facebook post. I'm on a mission, I hope you feel my campaign. I'm here to get music popping like some champagne. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, singing all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come and bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. Name's Ghetto G, but I'm not from the hood. No one even gets me, I'm just misunderstood. It's undeniable, I got skills, but people still hate. No one give me a shot, I could be something great. I got that driving ambition, that'll take me far. I'm not going anywhere, I'm long-term like a star. This world's dead war, that's why I'm dropping bombs. Hate that they glorify the ghetto and teen moms. Tired of wasting time on people who can't lay a decent track. I don't trust anyone, cause no one got my back. No matter what you think, bitch, I will not surrender. You're a fake, a rip-off, you'll never be anything better. Hey, drumming, you crying in your clutch, you have a meltdown. You'll never be like fag, you get the thumbs down. You hate everyone, cause you really hate yourself. Go back to your dungeon, do something else. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is the war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate.
We're back. What up, Ghetto?
Come on, bring that hate.
Man, I never should have commented in this goddamn fucking status up on here, because now my shit's blown up like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, and what you decide to jump in?
Unfortunately, a status on a group.
Well, there's your first mistake. But what was it about?
Yeah, it's called Let's Play a Game, Fam. Comment your name and age, and whoever likes your comment, add them.
That is the most ridiculous status I've ever heard.
Yeah, pretty much it.
That's like open season for pedophiles right there. This person said that they were 13. This person said that they're 12. Hell yeah, man, these motherfuckers off. That's like just putting it right out there for people. Like, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, you know, at least they ain't stating where they from and shit.
You should state whether you could see straight or you're cockeyed.
Now, that would be some fucked up shit. You know, if they got a cockeyed fucking pedophile.
Hey, man, I'm sure there are some.
Look at that one kid. Wow, look at that another.
Shit, man, we got a pedophile down the street that looks like Santa Claus.
Kids, do not go to his house for candy.
And he drives a pink motorcycle.
Aw, fuck!
Yep.
That sounds like a faggot-ass fucking Santa Claus, then.
I just said he was a pedophile. But he likes small girls, so I don't think he's gay. And he has a wife, but, you know, that's what's
up. He has a pink motorcycle. Yeah, motorcycle.
Yeah, a motorcycle. There we go.
A pink motorcycle is what I meant to say.
Sure it was.
We see, I'm like all the pedophiles that are up on this page. How much you adding the people that say they're 18 or 21?
Within the next week, I can try adding somebody again. I think I'm better off not adding juggalos. Because those seem to be the biggest crybabies of them all. I don't know them. I can't add them. See, that's why nobody gives a shit about family.
Yeah, this is true.
Because we try to add motherfuckers to talk to them, they don't care. I don't know you. Block.
Shit, I don't know you. Fuck you. Block. Where's my Pepsi?
Where's my Pepsi? I don't think that's what they say. So, our Twisted CDs shipped out on Friday there.
Yeah, I sold it.
So, it goes back to you saying that they're not going to be here on time.
Hey, that's what the site said. The site even said that they would not be shipped until either the day of the release or the day after.
Well, looks like they're going to be right on time.
Oh, yeah, go figure. Funny enough, somebody at fucking the mall actually said the same thing. That said, of course, fucking I'll pop in that fucking I'll actually pop in fucking Underground Killers remix. And someone asked me if Chris was stuck in a can.
Where are they asking you this at?
At the mall.
At the mall? You were playing that song at the mall? What the hell? That shit will get you kicked out.
Yeah, man, fucking Chris's verse came up and fucking people asked me two questions. One, if he was trapped in a tin can, and two, is he retarded?
Well, see, the next person on the next verse, man, he didn't even like Chris's verse.
So then why the fuck did you keep it in there?
I needed verses. He's the only people I know. Yeah, there was going to be two more verses, but I can't find anybody else.
Why don't you say a fucking Damien Relic and see if he'd be down for it?
Because I don't know that dude. Like, he's around and he talks and shit, but I don't know him.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, man, your shit actually came out pretty clear. Like, I don't know how that happened, but it did.
Yeah, sounds better than Chris's shit.
Even with you talking all fast like that, it still came out clear.
Hey, see that, Chris? I'm better on the mic than you are.
And then he got like a better program though, but like, I guess he just doesn't know how to use it. I mean, although I will give him that it's a lot clearer than most of his shit. So, yeah, that's why we kept it. He had to send me the lyrics though because I had no idea what the fuck he was saying.
I can't type or shit tonight. That helps over.
Tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, because Miranda Cosgrove came back.
yes. The fake Miranda Cosgrove.
Alright, so I know, I was like, you know, if you're ever interested in being a guest co-host on Juggler Rider, let me know.
For real. And then when it shows up and it's a dude, how you gonna feel?
Well, at least we know it's a fake-ass fucking profile.
Man, we know it's a fake fucking profile. Man, you like all the rest of these morons, man, being catfished every day. You keep believing this shit.
Yeah, but I mean, no, what I'm saying is, you know, at least the truth will officially be out of the box. Everybody will know it's a fake profile.
I don't think anybody really cares that much.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Kind of like that one girl, man, that tried hitting me up and saying that she wanted to date me and shit, man. And then she sends me a fucking picture that, like, tons of people use on the internet. It's like, really? You really going to try to get somebody with a picture that isn't fucking you? And then your default picture is a whole other person? That you've had up there for about a year now.
Oh, man. That's just funny shit right there.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I have a feeling to come this Thursday. This Thursday come up, we're going to have a shitload of fucking listeners.
Oh, yeah. Kiss is following.
Yep.
It's going to be a bunch of dudes calling in. Hey, Kiss, I love you.
Probably.
Like, who the fuck is you? Like, oh, I'm just one of those stalkers that, you know, stalk kissing.
Speaking of stalkers, man, I think it's funny how I actually fucking posted up stalker bitch up on Facebook.
Yeah, why the fuck did you do that?
I don't know. I got bored.
I was kind of wondering why I was tagged in a video. Yeah, with good old PK Lover.
Yeah.
At the beginning of it.
Yeah. Oh, look, fucking Miranda Cosgrove responded to me saying, maybe. Also, you can also call Nickelodeon and ask them all questions you want.
Why the fuck do we want to call Nickelodeon?
I have no clue. That's what it told me.
I would like to hit up Nickelodeon and send some slime to this fake Miranda Cosgrove's house.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be. It can't be green slime. It has to be white slime.
No, that's just weird because I'm not talking about that shit. What the hell is that shit called? But whatever the fuck that shit is, something starts with a B. Or fucking dudes just fucking, whatever the fuck, man, dudes just come all over the bitch's face and shit.
I mean, come on, but yo, think about it. Like, how funny would it be if actually fucking showed up at somebody's house?
I'll show up at her house. Let me see if she's real or not. If she real or not, I don't give a fuck, man. I'll just kidnap her. And then what? I'll make her put me on iCarly.
Even though iCarly is no longer around.
What are you talking about, man? It's on the internet, man. It's real.
Damn, this shit looks good.
So you got any Einstein Tech 9?
Oh, let's find out. If not, I have it on my computer somewhere. Nine. Oh, probably just going to say something and upload it.
Just going to find it.
Damn uploading shit.
Yep.
Man, seems like you're about to bust into song right there, so see, the wizard, the wonderful wizard of
how about the fact I bought back the same game I sold GameStop.
In what game is it?
Leech.
Why would you buy it back?
Because I wanted it back.
Fucking dumbass. How much did they give you for it?
It was like $10.
And then how much you pay for it?
They? Well, before, I think I spent like $20 on it. And I got...
You fucking dumbass.
That's okay, I've got it back now.
Yeah, you only had to pay double what they gave you.
It happened.
But this is stupid.
Yeah, but I missed it. I wanted it back.
I missed it.
EIO. Here we go, Einstein. Uploading now.
Man, don't say here we go if it's not even uploaded. What the fuck?
This file extension is not allowed. What the fuck you mean it's not allowed, bitch?
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, it's an iTunes format. That explains it.
iTunes? I don't want hell you got iTunes shit for?
Because I have iTunes and I use it for my iPod.
No, is that why you use it?
First again.
Man, do you know that I put up Ask Somebody Make Us a Song Again and fucking Cherry really came back with Funky Penguin?
Yeah, I believe it.
Like, really, man? Can't even believe people still remember that.
No, we ain't. Yo, we don't even have that shit left anymore.
No, no, we don't.
Go figure, Cherry would come up with something like that for the fucking intro.
Yeah.
Asking for somebody, people for new intros, not something old.
Well, I mean, more along the lines of a original and for a radio show.
Yeah. Funky Penguin, does everybody fit into Juggalo Rod Radio?
No. No.
I mean, there's a track called Funky Juggalo. Maybe we could play that, but...
Funky Juggalo. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, what would the track be about? Fucking Juggalos that smell?
I haven't bathed for days. I'm at the gathering.
Funky Juggalo.
I don't know, man. People do kind of smell, though, sometimes. But then there's them people that take showers every day, and then they still smell, so.
Yep. This one chick I went to school with, but I had to make my own gas mask just that way whenever I walk by her, I could wear it.
Damn.
Like, that bitch straight up stunk like fucking shit. And I mean, literally, she smelled like shit every single day.
Like, can't you tell if you smell, right? Can you not smell yourself?
I don't think she can smell herself.
Yeah, how do you leave the house smelling like shit?
Fuck if I know.
That's why they invented soap. And deodorant.
And body spray. And cologne and perfume. Go take a bath in it.
No, don't mix it all together, man. Just make it worse.
Well, I mean, you know, she could. She could definitely mix it all together. Go take a bath in it and then, you know, drown herself in it.
So I take it you hated her as well.
Yes. She was annoying, stupid. Reminded me of Chris. Wait, even before I met Chris.
So I take it he didn't lose his profile.
I don't know. I blocked him.
Seeing how he hits you up about it. You know what I'm saying.
No. So me fucking reporting him as a child under the age of 9 didn't work.
But yeah, I thought it was kind of funny though. It was on my other profile, and then I saw that he was no longer my friend. I was like, okay then.
Oh well. But here we go. I'm done.
I'm ill when I close, I kill till I close my trap. I'm ill when I close and you never close when I rap.
And we're back. Mouthpiece just went fucking completely fooey here.
That's what you chose to say?
Yes. Now that I come back and the bottom half is all blue, not wanting to go anywhere.
The fuck?
Yeah. But what the fuck?
Crazy shit.
Yeah, really is. Well, I'll still give people a listen to, plug in on the Godzilla's remix, but nobody's called in. It's funny how people say, it's funny how people fucking say when they call in, they're calling the next night, and they never do.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, people suck. Okay, I really, really need to fucking unfollow this fucking post, otherwise I just keep blowing up over like crazy.
Tell John Crazy Clown we'll play horrible music for him if he turns in.
I don't think I got that bitch fucking on my fucking...
But then when he gets here, we're not going to play him anything.
Well, that could always work. I don't think John Crazy Clown has a computer anymore.
I don't know.
Oh, well. It's not like we played the crappy music that he wanted to hear anyways. Motherfucking dumbass calling in one here, Tiger. What the fuck's the matter with you?
I was like yesterday, man. People on Facebook were stuck on stupid. People posting fucking all this mainstream terrible bullshit.
Yeah. Kind of annoying.
Yeah. Fuck it, man. What's your tin can?
All right, here we go. Ghetto G, myself, Superbird, Tin Can, Sick Thought, and Busta B. Underground Killers remix.
Remix, mix, mix, mix.
Y'all check it out. And of course, take it over. Mixtape presented by Juggler Rider Radio. We got an exclusive from the Wicked Stunner. Motherfucking Ghetto G. This is the remix to, of course, Underground Killers. Killers. Killers.
I step up in the spot. I'm something like a pimp. My swagger don't stop. I'm fly like a blimp. I shut the shit down like a power outage. Having me on the track is a privilege. Bitches be loving me. They clothes jumping off. Stay killing shit. You can call me Adolf. We kill it in the underground. They know we legit. We ain't no radio rapper. We ain't no piece of shit. We get this place jumping like some big old breast. We spitting rhymes like bullets, better wear a vest. Yeah, I always keep it fresh, shit, know I hold it down. I'm like a king to the game, all I'm missing is the crown. I keep it going all night like a house party. Dropping bombs on this music, call it Jeff Hardy. We always keep it wicked on Juggalo Rider Radio. If you talking shit, we leave you messy like a sloppy Joe.
I know y'all always be hating my name from the ladies list. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting out. We them thick ass killers from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
If you don't tune in, let's play a game. How many of your brain cells came out on the ground? Oh, so lame. When it all started with a flame. But that's just what
ladies, listen. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting out. We them dick guys, kill us from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
My bitch in your mouth, bitch, you hit the fucking ground. Head ringing with a painful sound, hype so loud. Y'all spitting empty rounds, clicking clowns, don't fuck around. Got your moms on the couch getting bucked wild. Don't you fuck up with some crazy motherfuckers, bringing the ruckus, killing these suckers, fucked up. Grubbing on these busters like the last supper, love the class, kicking ass. Never but the cash, smoking hands, moving fast. Six got the last laugh, juggalos going full throttle, pedal to the gas. Fuck a model, where my lead's at? We don't give a rat's ass with the blast. If you talking trash, end up in the body bag, simple as that. All you want bad, get your ass smacked. Hecking like a bitch, meet my backhand. Rain matter, go splat. When I pull the 45, heal the fucking gat, go blah!
I know y'all always be hating my name, but my ladies listen. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting out. We them dick guys, kill us from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
Make no mistakes, nothing but perfection. Ask me who's the best, I just see my own reflection. I run the hood, don't need no election. Every single music store, I have my own section. For me, you love sticking over is a must. You're my underground. Control your bitch, puppet show. When it's thing you do and say, I'll come back even harder. Time for my beliefs, like a mortar. Give me a charter, straight to heaven. Thank God for having stars off and born. Then he'll send me down to hell and he's my halo ass horns. I belong in the underground. I want you all to come around and surround. Make my king and get my crown. Y'all love my music, my rap will give you fits. These rappers listen to me and make you all my bitch.
I know y'all always be hating my name, but my ladies listen. Why don't you take a lesson, grow some balls and start sucking dick? Stop trying to be a sellout. Put your pants up and stop putting out. We them dick guys, kill us from the underground. Take some notes and remember the sound.
And we're back.
Man, that shit is crazy because it was recorded on like 5 to 6 different types of mics. So that's why it's all over the fucking place.
So that, plus Chris doesn't know how to use his fucking programs.
Well, I'm saying that hook was from, like, years ago. And then you got me recording on there, then them recording on there. And they got you recording on there, and, you know, all these different things going on. So it's not that level like music should be.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Even though Busta Beat copied me in a line in the song though, but whatever.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Talking about being the king of the game, so did he. What the fuck, man?
I don't know. All I know is I still sound better than Chris.
Man, anything sounds better than Chris.
Yeah. Even a rock singing Backstreet Boys.
The rock singing Backstreet Boys?
Well, yeah, you got to bet, you know, that sounds better than Chris.
When the hell did he sing the Backstreet Boys?
No, not the rock. A-Rock.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure he'd probably end up singing that somewhere on the way.
I don't know. He sang a lot of songs, but that just wasn't clicking because he never did it. That's why.
Exactly. Man, that's weird. The mall here has nothing better to do than just fucking remodel every single store like always. Like, for the fucking fourth time, they're remodeling Victoria's Secret.
Why?
I don't know. Like,
And seriously, like, they just fucking remodeled that shit, like, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago.
And again, why? Why were you at Victoria's Secret?
I was walking past it.
Sure you were.
But no,
you up in there like, you need some help here?
I'm like, yeah, I work here. Can I help you?
Like, I think you should try those on.
Yeah, baby. This song right here would look good on your ass.
Well, you can't be saying shit like that. That's how you
like,
smack.
yeah, but if it's like a really hot chick, hey, I'll take it.
But yeah, man, the mall out here pretty much sucks now, too, because there's pretty much nothing left in it.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, the mall here has been taken over by all the fucking rich fucks.
Well, it's pretty much every other mall within, like, the distance of where I live. Those are all richy type malls and shit. But this one over here is like the fucking ghetto one.
But no, like, this shit used to be ghetto too. I mean, like, shit, yo, there used to be a shitload of juggalos that hung out at this mall. And now, they went bye bye.
Yeah, they used to be like this mall over here, all the mall rats, yeah.
But god damn it.
But now it became the fucking ghetto. Now there's nothing but black people out there.
Yeah, sounds like here. Because, shit, man, you walk into fucking Hot Topic, all you see is Lil Wayne, Justin Bieber, Tyga, the shit that don't belong there.
Fucking homie Topic.
Yeah, man, like, I walked in, I was like, they were playing fucking Lil Wayne, like, fuck this, I walked right back out. Went for the sun.
As if they didn't have enough stores.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they got fucking Champ and Foot Locker.
They had that store demo. What the hell is the name of the store?
Got some nice titties.
What the hell's the name of that store? Jazzy Jim or some shit like that? Or some bullshit like that.
Jamboree?
That's for fucking, ain't that like babies?
I don't know, man. You're talking about a store that I've never even heard of.
No, it's like Jazzy something or other.
I've never heard of it.
It's like a, I don't want to keep saying black people's door because, you know, them people are getting offended here.
Yeah.
Or maybe Jimmy Jazz, some shit. I don't know. Something along those lines of that shit. But, like, the white people only had, like, one store. Hot Topic. But now we don't even got that.
Yeah, man. We come on. Of course, for some reason, they thought they needed to have two Aunt Annies in the fucking mall.
People love pretzels.
Yeah, I do. I love pretzels too, but they got one on the upper level near Macy's, and they have another one right in front of Hot Topic.
Now, if that mall was set up like the mall here, those two pretzel stores would be, like, pretty fucking close to each other.
And it's funny because of the fact that there's actually another pretzel shop in the mall. That's not Aunt Annie's.
Wow. That's like how the mall used to have two GameStops.
Yeah, same here. Or they had two GameStops. Then the other one went out of business, and now there's just one in the mall, and then there's one across the street.
And then there was two hat stores, lids.
Yeah, man. Like, there's a lids here and a kid's lids here.
I don't understand why they put two of the same fucking store.
Eh, who fucking knows? I mean, come on. There's two fucking Abercrombie and Fitches in my gut in this goddamn mall.
No, it's probably Abercrombie, and the other one's probably Fitch. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, it could be. But goddamn it, we don't need two of them. And then, you know, of course, you got two fucking American Eagles. Like, fucking, you got about three gaps in this mall. Like, why the fuck do you need three gaps? You got a, I mean, like, and the funny thing is, you got gaps, kid gap, and baby gaps all right next to each other.
Yeah. They're not allowed to put the kids gap and baby gap together.
I mean, come on. Why not just do it that way? It makes it so much easier. Have them both together. Or have all three of them together. Just have this make one big gap store.
Just have one big gap.
Like, I mean, I'm saying that this entire ball has been taken over by the fucking press. Like, what the fuck? We don't
yeah.
need the press in this door. Go the fuck away. Go to your home. Go to fucking California.
Go to California.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. That's mostly like where Abercrombie and Fitch and shit like that. That's mostly where you get like all the preppy shit from, like fucking, like California.
Right. Because well, that's where the quote unquote hot people live. You know, like the models and whatnot.
Yeah, well, fuck them models. Send these motherfuckers back to where they came from. And on top of that, I mean, come on. You've also got a Banana Republic. You got a fucking Aeropostale. You got a fucking Hollister. And a goddamn fucking Old Navy in this store. In this fucking mall. Like, what the hell? Do we really need all those? No. It's on there. Combined, since they're all the same fucking clothes anyways, combined Aeropostale, American Eagle, fucking Abercrombie, and fucking Hollister all in one store.
Yeah, but they're different businesses, so that's not going to work.
Yeah, different businesses, but all the same crappy clothes.
Yeah, all the stores I never go in.
I mean, come on. I mean, like, how about the fact that fucking Hysteria actually had the nerve to say that I should start wearing fucking Ralph Lauren or something like that? I'm looking like, what the fuck is the matter with you?
Ralph Lauren. I think that was pretty funny, man. I put that in a rap I made the other day.
I mean, come on, there's no way in hell I'm going to wear a goddamn fucking perfect clothes. I mean, I'll be
talking
honest. I mean, I'll be
yeah.
honest. I went in the fucking Hollister, bought a shirt, went outside and I set it on fire.
Oh, that's nice of you. You should have took your $20 and just lit it on fire.
Yeah, that probably would have been easier.
Because you know, you actually went in there and bought something off of them, so they made money off of you.
And of course, you got like two fucking skater stores like right next to each other. You got Zoomies right up there. You got Paxton.
We used to have Paxton.
I mean, shit, man. Fucking, like, we used to have two fucking FYEs. Like, one outside the mall and one inside the mall. They both went out of business.
No, we still have that. The only music store still hanging in there.
Not the closest FYA to me is fucking three minutes away. And that's town.
It's not even worth to go to.
Nope. I mean, if I know that, you know, I'd get some decent money from some, like, just like in certain movies, like, you know, maybe like fucking Aldo, Amityville Horror, Silent Hill, then I'll bring them all back and sell them.
Didn't you just get these movies?
Yeah, but yeah, I got them for free.
Y'all for free?
Yeah, use my credit for that shit. But Whiskey.com. I haven't been on that site in forever.
It's probably better that way.
Yeah, I feel like a fucking alcoholic up on that shit.
More like a fiend.
Yeah, man, because I kept fucking bidding on everything I could find there. Fucking fruit, like seed, movies.
Yeah, seeds. Seeds.
Yeah, I got dragon fruit seed now. I got fucking bitter melon fruit seed.
Oh yeah, and did you plant any of that shit yet?
Yeah, I actually planted the dragon fruit already. Unfortunately, since we're not in Hong Kong, it's not going to grow it as fast.
Whoa, you better get to fucking Hong Kong then.
I'll get right on it. I'll bring like a plant full of fucking dirt, like a plant full of dirt and seeds. We'll be to Hong Kong and I'll stay there for like a month or two and just watch it grow.
Yeah, right, dude. You ain't getting over there like that, man. They'll probably think you bring us some fucking weed over there or something.
They probably would think I was bringing some weed.
And get arrested and shit. Be like, man, I'm just trying to grow some dragon seeds or whatever the fuck.
Like, no fucking, you're not, you are not growing your weed over here. I see motherfuckers probably don't even know what the fuck dragon fruit is.
No, nobody really knows what that is, Havoc.
That's just not bad. I mean, it's expensive as all hell. That's why I got the seeds. That was just to grow my own.
And in about a year, you might see some progress on that.
And in about a year, they're probably dead because once before they went to gum, screwed.
Well, then you better hope that it starts growing soon.
Yeah, because it seems like they grow better out in fucking like Hong, like, out in China, fucking Japan, like the Asian fucking spots.
The Asian places.
Oh, I don't want to delete all 150 fucking goddamn fucking messages, bitch. I want to leave some shit. Not to mention I owe fucking Walmart like $55.
What the fuck?
I'll pay for it on fucking Friday when I get my next paycheck. Look here, to track your order.
What?
Tracking my fucking twisted order. It's still in Michigan.
It still hasn't gone anywhere?
Nope. Still in Michigan. Hey, so let's fucking track down my goddamn order from fucking, what's his face, Best Buy. So that shit is good to take to get here. Track number! Your tracking number is so and so. It's coming by UPS. Ah, it's in New York, so it should be here by
Monday.
Yeah. But man, you be now. That's one thing I hate about fucking UPS and FedEx. The fact that when, like, when you're tracking your shit, like it says it's coming by UPS, and then they switch it over to fucking regular mail. That's happened to me a few times. Like, where like I've ordered something, and it's just come by UPS or FedEx. I'm waiting for the fucking FedEx truck come right onto my mailbox because it's delivered by the fucking regular fucking postal service.
What the fuck did you order that was supposed to come by FedEx?
I've ordered like a couple CDs, like, you know, fucking. Rob Zombie, I ordered off of Amazon. That was supposed to come through fucking by FedEx and UPS, but that ended up in my mailbox.
Yeah, I don't think they send CDs out in FedEx.
No, they do. I just can't stand FedEx because of the fact they're slow as all hell. They end up robbing your ass and shit.
Or they deliver your TV and then throw it over your gate.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, you know, like, I ordered like this, like, my mom ordered like two fucking back pillow things, one for her, one for me. And turns out the one that she ordered for me, I never even received because fucking FedEx lost it.
Lost it.
And let's see, my mom ordered a fucking cabinet thing like about like a year ago. They lost, and FedEx ended up losing that as well.
So did you get your money back?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
You people didn't complain about that?
Oh, we complained about it. What they ended up doing was reshipping my back pillow. And I finally got that shit.
Well, what about the other thing?
I have no clue.
So you'll never see the money for that, or even the product for that?
Well, we got one cabinet, but we just never got the second one.
Well, you know, they kind of have to give you either your money back or, you know, send you the things.
Oh, I think Mom got her money back for that one. I'm not too sure.
See what happens when you order online.
From fucking Walmart and they use FedEx.
Where the hell is Walmart at? Is it not close to you?
We have like fucking. Not really that close. It's like on the other side of town. But I mean. For some reason, Mom prefers to order things like online sometimes. Like if we can't find it in the store, we, you know, have a better chance of finding it online sometimes.
I see.
So she goes too fucking online to get shit. I think the only thing I've ever ordered off of Walmart online was my fucking TV. Other than that, I've never ordered anything else from there.
I don't think I ever ordered anything from there.
I mean, like, I love my fucking TV, but That's about it, man. I love motherfucking TV. I mean, then again, I better love my fucking TV because I spent like fucking $500 on that shit.
Man, that's like nothing for a TV.
I had for a 42-inch fucking HD TV.
That's fucking cheap, though. You know what I mean? TVs are expensive as hell.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about going for a bigger TV, but I was like, nah, fuck it.
But I'm just saying, man, you get a decent deal on that, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
People usually paying over, like, $3,000 this shit for, like, TVs.
Well, got to hear, I ain't spending no $3,000 on TV. The hell to the no, nigga. Track.
Yep.
Let's go with Boom Clap Sound by KMKP featuring Chris Webby.
Down to the pole. all dizzy. Better get a map when you get a boom clizzy. Clap, clap, when you hear my gun go, blap, blap. That be the level of party I'm bringing, so give me the bubble to snap, snap, yeah. Now let it all go and move to the beat. Keep feeling the bass and feeling the street in front of the crowd and boiling the heat. And never to stop and never to cease. I'm up for the leash, so give me the keys. You gotta believe me. Open your eyes and then you can see me. Over the lies, I'm over the dreams. Keep looking around and banging the ground forever. I'm peeling the skin of the track. I'm eating the guts and stealing. Similar times resemble the grizzly feeding. Resembling what I'm achieving. Relay it to rap and call me a heathen. Fuck everybody, I'm in and I'm leaving. The party is over, the stress it ain't stopping. Was looking for good, but now it ain't popping. And now that I see the two colors, I think I'll be dropping. Out of the race to keep it from flopping. Keeping the party alive, the only one option. The only one option. Whoa.
I just love how when people call in one night, they decide they don't call in the next night.
You already said this.
Yeah, not out. Baby, come on. People suck. Maybe I should ask, I don't know, Rabbit to call in.
Oh, no. Good luck with that.
Hey, look, Miranda Cosgrove liked the Juggalo Rider Radio like page.
Nice.
Kind of nuts. The fact I told her to like you a couple days ago and she liked it.
Well, yeah.
If only we could get her to call in to make sure that she's the real Miranda Cosgrove. Get my next paycheck, I'll fucking pay for fucking blog for Facebook to promote Juggalo Rider Radio.
Yeah, because that'll work.
Yeah, it might not, but we'll find out.
It might not. No, it will not. Just trying to save you your money, man.
And Blaze Let added me. I don't know who the fuck you are, but let's check. Let's find out. She got some okay titties.
She got some okay titties.
Well, that's the
pretty
first
funny
thing I saw
that you, you judge your Facebook friends on how nice their titties are.
Well, if they got a butterface, I mean, you better well get to judge something.
You already judged something. Their face.
Let's see here. Come on. Facebook is slow as a motherfucker. Okay, you can't tell what your face looks like since, you know, you're all painted up and shit. Oh. I don't know. What should we play next?
So did you upload that whole new technology?
Yep.
Oh, why don't you go ahead and play Twim?
You can do that. Let me get down to it. Go up to it now. So I pass fucking tech for some reason. And we're all the way down to fucking Demogorgon Avengers.
Well, that's weird.
It's a smidge. There we go.
Speak of my language. People I hang with, you can't find this in your big book. Never heard before, my crew, bitch, look. Hello, straight crown in a bar. And after I'm finished, you know I'ma drink some more. But I got 20/20 vision when I'm pitching. Listen, I thought them chickens never slipping like a transmission. You like Baileys, I like ladies. I'm quite crazy and maybe a little shady to hit you night, baby. Cookies, I gotta bang, they wanna hang with a real nigga. All day, every day, by myself, not a gang. Wanna go night, night, nigga, I'ma throw my tight lit up like a switcher. I don't know why that bitter, wanna throw by my nigga, pack or get ya. Where, if you hike the puta away from me, then you can blow me like a hookah. Yeah. They know I'm a crowded pooster. On the booty tang, your booty bang, and I wish I was your loofah. Yeah. Ooh, you're sweeter than Dean and DeLuca. Trying to boost ya, this my number that I shoot ya.
I'm so hot, I need a fan on it. Everybody wanna land on it. So come on, and put your hands on it. Now what's down with a wham on it?
Like bam, like blow, like twirl. Like glam, like wow, like twirl. That's enough to make the whole spot say. Sound like when somebody get hit on Batman. Yeah. Always looking for the pussy, cat scan. Yeah. Booty's always being watched, black man. Yeah. Never get caught up messing around in the flatland. Yeah. I solemnly swear to be panini. Yeah. Jiggly jello off in a petite bikini. Yeah. Yeah. Women waiting in line to meet my weenie. Wanna see me go Gandolfini? Don't you let me reach the creamy. Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that. But I got time for getting you behind the clap. Twirl! Drew Rock, Troy, Mike Rich, Brian Dennis, made the Nina put Dwam on a
Twitch!
We drinking, we thinking, we linking with ladies cause they winking. Now I can say damn, but that ain't big. Then Dwam say you seen a whole lot, dig.
I'm so hot, I need a fan on it. Everybody wanna land on it. So come on and put your hand on it. Now what's down with a wham on it?
Like bam, like blow, like twirl. Like glam, like wow, like twirl. Say, bitch.
Say what?
Okay, man. That's enough to make the whole spot say
twirl.
I cross my heart like a peacoat. Yeah. If you bring it here, I'ma throw C notes.
Yeah.
Let me float off in your water like a seaboat.
Yeah.
She choked, guess she didn't have a deep throat.
Yeah.
Dwam is when it's impressive. Dwam is you seeing someone on some next shit. Dwam is when you listen to Nina Tech spit. That's it. But look at the big rubber on that bitch.
Yeah.
Girl, I ain't seen in a while. No longer teen in a style. Bust seams and jeans in a blouse. Like
bam,
like blow,
like blam,
like wow,
like twirl.
Like bam, like blow, like
twirl.
Like glam, like wow, like
twirl.
Say, bitch.
Say what?
Okay, man. That's enough to make the whole spot say
twirl.
I And we're back.
Well, you're back. I'm not quite back.
Oh, that okay. Let's go with Strange 2013 featuring The Doors.
Let's get it. Fred Rex, Robbie Krieger, Ray Manzarek, John Densmore, Tech N9ne, and Mr. Jim Morrison.
Strange day have found us.
I've been in nobody but now I get it in.
This heavenly sick brethren, it's tech veteran better than clever men. You're gonna be off of your rocker when the shock was on chopper. It's kind of funny having no money coming up. Well, number one independent rapper, people running up. When I packed them a summer, that way way back, I was running up. Now I'm beast in the near time, she's in a red time. Now everybody know what the flames spray, same pace, maintain brain craze. Leaving them all leaking in pain. Hey, gangway, get ready for strange days.
You in the fucking tin can with Chris. Because I'm sure it gets pretty lonely in there. Whatever, mind, but knowing him, probably not.
Good old Chris.
probably in there with his fucking dog, his nephew, in the basement of his sister's house.
But you said you're going to play some Underground Avengers or whatever. Why don't you go ahead and play some?
Sounds good. Of course, it's long.
Most of those tracks are pretty long.
I'm talking about Exit Wound.
That's long as fuck.
Humans. They are not the cowering wretches we were promised. They stand. They are unruly and therefore cannot be. Challenge them is to court death. Buck smash on these bitches, I'm the reason fluid's leaking now. I brought my homies with me, yeah, the goons are creeping now. I got my hands around their necks, I think they sleeping now. There will be no more disrespect to me from here on now. Everybody want what they can't get, where the bees want to rap but they can't spit. They try to act hard like the bad shit, but they're running like a bitch with a Mac kid. Why do they think that they better than us? Showing respect is just never enough. The motto I follow when choppers me trust, hit them with hollows, put them in the dust.
Bow down, they're when they call the king of Babylon. The scarecrow bitches, here comes Abaddon. Yeah, motherfuckers, this is Judgment Day. On your knees to Jesus, non-believers better learn to pray. The anti-antichrist with a monster pumping a taste for blood. You want some good advice, don't bust with a dude who plays in mud. The southern devil with a shovel and a pine box. Bury in the competition, this is where you'll find Doc.
Yeah, see, I'll put these niggas in caskets. Anybody in the way better pray that they don't get their back hit. Cause I ain't fucking round, been rocking that fuck you sound. Fuck you clown, go in a minute, I kill a nigga and put it down. This ain't a game, we ain't playing, leave them tangled up. I'm running deep with TDA, so find them mangled up. They ran their mouth, but we got as soon as the flames hit. And I'm a little bit mindless to the violence, I'll leave them brainless.
Like a volley, I'ma serve them, the shoddy's body, the vermin. We remaining sucker free, make these fuckers bleed from their sternum. Releasing what I've turned up by squeezing free from the burner to a busy underground like my only child who was murdered.
Middle finger with a red slit,
spitting at a riddle to reflect the wrong.
They say I'm a misfit,
looking like this from a weapon to set the crime.
The blasphemies with grievance to psycho Jesus, the underground heathen, and only God to believe in.
That lyrical surgery served to be serpent purposely, verbally murk MCs hurling Hercules words in first degree. Murder versus no perjury, one is producers perfect, beat them perfectly, the perfect person with perfect precision, certainly. I'm a savage animal with ammo that's from the mandible. I'm Rambo and Hannibal wrapped up in the one, and I go hammer on any amateur caliber rapper and his clone. Liquid assassin attacking, leaving fragments of bones.
I'm gonna fuck it. All the blood up on the floor, a fucking catapult. They call me Bruce because they think I'm really two-faced. Stealing in my cave and smoking weed, I think I'm white, man. A dark night, doing good, think I'm doing bad. Turn blood for shit, a lord, all of that. I'm the crocodile hunter and I think Rocky. Where's my fucking beer, mate? Put your fucking arms up.
Stop hitting me in ears, all I need is just one second. I'm gonna show you why I'm finally being. Whitney's the realest, all these other chicks, they be disguised. I'm here on a mission, back with a vengeance, don't even be surprised. Who's the girl with the flip-flops on? Wowing everybody with the hip-hop song. Came from the bottom, got my chest top on. I know I'm gonna blow, but it's just not long. Rock on, cause I came to rage. I get hyped, you can blame my age. Wait, balls in the booth, I stay insane. That's off, I'm crazing brain.
Bang, bang, rhymes just rang out, I threw it. Who the fuck is him? That's how I see his influence. When I insert berserk like I'm stupid, going all dumb. Blast on my stuff, cock back, I knew it. Cause I'm a worst enemy, I came to do it. Cause you're my worst enemy, and simply stupid. Cause I'm a worst enemy, brass, that, that, fighter, fighter, duck and weed, fighter, fighter. These words like these, sing MCs, niggas freeze like ugh, getting hit with their pretty thighs, I both like bleed. Ain't no way to get faster, I slow zip line in and wipe off the combo. I'm not mad, that host a psycho. Kiss my ass, I'm gonna suck a psycho.
And I rap my team, yeah. Ass click, boy, best you seen. Bitch, go so hard, rockin' on the mic, I make the whole motherfucking crowd wet their jeans.
Ow!
So respect my scheme. Make the haters hate, make the sexy scream. Blow sticks in hands, you shit your pants. When you close your eyes, they're just the beams. They request my green, king of the verbs, it's a restless fiend. Say my name, you gon' get some love. Look in the eyes, I got a fresh this gleam. Something said that I'm blessed to swing. Detroit boys, we wreck the scene. They call me Ajax, my breath is stinking. My beats are dirty, but the rest is clean, bitch.
Body bag, I'ma hit him with it like a boxing match. Tell me, little buddy, why you got so mad? Killing it for brother, we don't want your trash. Gruesome, that's who I am. What's up with those tracks you buying? They whack as hell, but those rappers fail. Well, I'm back from hell and I'm crack supplying. Johnny Dark, blow it sober when I want your heart. Full composure when I drop your parts. Mold is sober, now I call that art. Snorting cocaine, overdose, and you'll get it soon. Bet you doom at the next full moon in the dead zone. Now I'ma make your head go boom like endo blow like an exit wound.
They think they call me somewhere. I'm the tombstone on your children's graves. It's lyrical stuff, rough enough to be what every one of our followers craves. You're living the sickness and witness this murder and group suicide taking place. I'm hitting them hard like a brick to the back of their head or a bat to their face. So fuck them all if they witness them, they don't exist. We're about to blow up like a backpack of a terrorist. I got me a list of some names everyone does before an obituary page. No exit wounds when I blow their heads off with my sword of gauge.
Picture me a hefty with a knife in my hand. What's up, y'all? Hey, how you doing? One cut, two cut, three cuts in your guts and your blood and your hands in the spewing. Let the blade wanna painfully take ya. Pretty God, what he ain't gonna save ya. I'm proud to be an oddity. And I come from the bottom of the gutter. Kill beef like Ruben, shoot stutter. I'm hard, you butter. Put your mouth to the 45 max, don't stutter. Leave a hole in your back with the size of a hook. Get smoked like a dub set. About blew my house with your bullshit, bitch. I'm trying to get my buzz back. Douche.
Jason Porter, I only rap to buy drugs. So I hit the club with mixtapes when my stash is dried up. Staring at you with the Waffle House in the middle of the night trying to cop an ounce. Drop it now with a pop of sound and get the fuck out. I got enough rocks for now. The doctors got me in a bag of mold. My coke bits are bigger than Axl Rose. Pissed off with the way that I handle hoes. Pull it up with a Glock and a pair of bows. On a magic carpet with a hair of my hose. Got it all soaked up and don't wear any clothes. You blow now like a pipe bomb. Your pussy got more room than an iPod.
Underground's finest. Now tell me what's next to prove. Put your neck in two. Leave your land with a bunch of exit wounds. Team R2, 5-star general plays. I'm calling shots. Y'all are not looking kind of funny. Running from my falling hearts. Falling or not. Still dumping shells on the side of my back truck. You fat fucks taking while I'm collecting fat fucks. Ask around. Bet you find out that nothing's fake. I'll show up at your church and rob the fucking collection plate.
Fuck everybody.
Fuck em.
Yeah, I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Pedophile niggas.
Uh-huh.
Stay fucking king.
Yeah.
Penn State shit.
Uh-huh.
You won't fucking live.
Nah.
What track you ever crush?
Uh-huh.
I heard your fucking diss. Treat you like a bitch. Blow you a fucking kiss.
Uh-huh.
9 milli was good and I won't fucking miss.
Let's go.
It's Darko, NSD is the slick. Shutter Kane is the boss.
Yeah.
My rivals can suck a dick, motherfucker.
Raping babies, castrating some old ladies. Illuminati want my body, I am fucking crazy. Put a bullet in your head and make your brain splatter. Grab a fork and a spoon and eat your brain matter. Fuck your bitch in her ass until she starts to shit. Take my dick out her ass to make her suck this shit. And when she vomit, I'ma shove it down her throat. Take a hit of DMC in her nose full of coke. Shit.
As you feel the pile of bodies above me, can we do it a little bit softly?
My girls need a lot more room, don't worry, they will not breathe.
Proceed to breathe from my undead seed to read.
Supercharged when I need to be.
Sounding like the same spirit of a sad Norwegian queen.
There's a difference between you and a queen. Even you with nowhere to run to.
One blown body, subsonic, composed and honest, methodic, erotic.
So demonic, I'll be the cannibal analyst, never the animatronic. And I'm sitting on your coffin while I'm drinking gin
and
tonic.
And I'm higher than the mountain that I haunted.
Is that West Coast Cali killer? My nigga, pull your knives out. And if you're coming to my city, we gon' find out. We gon' blow your mind out. Little but my nuts swole. Knock in your bitch, touch your shit, and take your bankroll. I know you heard the stories, ho. They say I'm getting gory, bro. Kicking in the toes, if my cat in like a glory hole. Every time you see me, now the body is found. Motherfuck all you hoes to get my dough.
Prince of the Underground.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back again.
You don't seem funny, though? The fact that, I saw that my Bleach game with that fucking instruction manual, and I buy it back, and they put a new one in.
Well, how about that?
Because I saw the original instruction manual right there, like, on my fucking PS3. But I didn't even think, I didn't even bother to give them that shit. For the 5,000th time?
Yeah.
And Ryback versus Logan, you know, in another tables match?
Are you ready to see RVD versus Fandango?
Yeah.
Are you?
Because Fandango will get an ass kicked by RVD.
That match is going to happen on Monday. So get ready for it.
I'll probably end up missing like the first half hour of Raw, but should I come home, I'll just fucking catch up on what I missed.
You don't ever watch Raw when it's on.
Oh, considering the fact I got to work Monday, 5 to 9:30. Well, no,
I'm just
5
saying,
to 9.
You could be sitting right there the whole time. You still won't watch it when it was on.
I do. It's just like, you know, like the last part of it, you know, I don't really catch up on because of the fact, you know, I'm more about getting ready to get up in JR and shit. New free cell phone.
Let's see.
I don't pay a damn thing for it. Just one of those assurance cell phones.
And why do you need that?
Because I don't have the other one. Since I sold it.
So what are you going to listen to next?
Slipknot.
So what's up next?
Don't know yet.
Before we get the fucking Twisted Mix Tape, we'll have some new fucking tracks to play for everybody.
Well, for us.
Well, yeah, because we'll be the only one to tune in for it.
Yeah.
And people. Let's go with some Mudvayne. Severed.
What a fucking bullshit! Yeah!
certain feeling caused by another sound.
I'm not doing good. I want to cut. Someone please help me. Don't give two fucks.
Yeah, bitch.
I think it's funny how people fucking put, for their shit fucking owner at Psychopathic Records. Y'all know you're not a fucking the owner of Psychopathic.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. They're from fucking dreams. Oh, that bitch is gone. Bye bye. Oh.
At least Ford can't hook and hit me up and be like, why won't you hook? He's going to meet me since that block is there.
He blocked him too. What the hell? You blocked all your people.
Oh, just him and Chris.
I see you may have deleted some people, or I deleted some people or something, because we now no longer, or you only have 178 mutual friends with me now. You had like 184.
Well, yeah, I deleted a lot of people that, you know, were part of Chris's little shit.
Damn. There was that many people?
Yeah.
Damn.
And cockeyed bitch, stop posting. We don't give two fucks.
Put your eyes away.
Or at least straighten one of them.
Because we don't give a fuck.
We should play that track now. Hey, look, you have lost the... Someone deleted me. Oh, well. Oh, wait, never mind. I fucking deleted something. Damn, my iPhone deleted them. I completely forgot about that. That person does a D.
You know, if you wanted to pick up both of his CDs that he put out, they got them for like, what was it, like $10 for both of them or something like that?
Hell yeah. I just might do that.
But then you get raped on the shipping. So.
Oh, you get ripped on the shipping with them, Subnoise, I mean, Trade Music, and Psychopathic, so either way.
Yeah, I wonder how much they charge on shipping for an EP now.
Fucking $10.
because it's $7 for like the CD, you know, pre-orders. So I can just imagine what the fucking EP is.
Yeah. Why is this bitch still complaining?
Just tell her, because we don't give a fuck.
Hell yeah, so here we go. Giving up a gear.
It's time to find out who's down for the click. It's time to find out who's down for the click. It's time to find out who's down for the click. We don't give a damn. We want strength. We don't give a damn. We don't. Don't give a fuck. Got people around the world who damn for the crew. Check the ink being matched and D-gap tattoo. I thought we knew shit's not. Better ask somebody. Pie down your punk. Or am I getting ugly? Got a question about the click. Give Gilly a call. All answers to the fight and back from that hall. It all started in the streets with the pissed off kids. Just trying to get by with the life they live. D-gap, motherfucker, and we don't play. Mad love to the OGs off the Southway. Yeah.
Hollywood glam scene. No boss or radio, smash the TV screen. Bring it back to basics with the gangrene. I'm plotting with a little scene, cause now I got a bigger team. Y'all would need creatine. I got alcohol, firearms, and a whole lot of nicotine. We top rank on the triple beam. Proud leaders of the broken mean. Laughing on the pro team, looking like a dope fiend. What the fuck, Chuck? What do you mean? $1.56, get some holler if you're with it. This is D-Gap, bitch. It's time to get the best at
we don't give a damn.
We want strength.
We don't give a damn.
That's the
In fucking Facebook jail. Sorry for adding too many fucking underage people.
How the fuck do you know he's in Facebook jail?
Because he fucking posted up on fucking single juggalos and juggalettes.
Man, then you got that cockeyed bitch on here posting pictures of Fago at a store like she fucking bought it all or something. Fuck out of here. Who wants to have someone that's with me? I mean, who wants to fucking buy this, man?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, what the fuck? You know you didn't buy all that, Fago.
Hell no.
Nor do you have a refrigerator like that.
You know, these dumb motherfuckers.
What all these idiots that put their phone number on here? We could easily call them and just fuck with them.
We should have to do that fucking tomorrow day on the show.
You can call up this dude right here and post it up his number. Be like, motherfucker, quit taking pictures in your mirror.
But nah, man, you got this one dude fucking Cody Martin goes, "You sold Edmy, David Edmy, me. Oh, please, Fago." And fucking cockeyed bitch goes, "Okay, you asked nicely, so come and get them."
Because that bitch fat as fuck.
This motherfucker can't even spell fucking heaven.
And this dude right here, he's probably a fucking faggot. Look at him.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, thank God, man. She put sunglasses back on. She listened to us, man. Hey, nobody want to fucking talk to you, man. For real. I can't even look at you.
Hell no.
Wait, how is it this dude put this phone number up here and then a little further up he put a different number?
I don't know. Hey, of course, you got this fucking dumb chick, Brandy Myers, putting her number up in there. Fucking Stephen DeRozier with a number. All you motherfuckers, pull up your numbers. But just wait till fucking tomorrow night.
Holy shit.
that, bitch. Keep your fucking sunglasses on.
Wait. What this girl just said doesn't make any fucking sense, dude. You know, I believe the saying is, I'm running around like a chicken with his head cut off, okay? But she said, I've been running around like a chicken with her legs cut off.
Oh, fuck.
Tell me how you running around if your legs are cut off. Anyway.
I don't know. I'm taking on all these fucking numbers. All night. If the motherfuckers are actually dumb enough to post up their fucking numbers in there, they screwed.
I'm gonna ask her how you run with no legs.
Do it up. This dumb motherfucker, junkyard guard dog, fucking goes, his name is Crippler the Crippolo. The Crippolo. Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Maybe he's a cripple.
How about this one person fucking SKWERMZ has a fucking picture of Lil Wayne. It says, for sure, it says, ICP is better than me.
Yes. This damn girl takes for fucking ever to answer, though. Like the one time she asked me if I ran Juggalo Rider Radio. Then it took her like 3 days to answer again. Man, I'm really tired of Nickelodeon playing the same fucking episodes every night.
Yeah, pretty much.
Every time, man. I just watched this episode yesterday. Tired of this shit.
Let me see. Who else can I fuck? Who else has a number in this fucking group? That shit, little motherfucker. Oh, cut that bitch, we have sunglasses. Oh, cut that bitch with sunglasses again. The fuck?
It's gonna pop up in your dreams.
And that'd be a fucking nightmare.
She's gonna pop up in your dreams as a fucking cookie monster. No.
Yeah. Looking each and every which way. Fucking on the fucking eyes fucking rolling around in his head.
That's why I called her Cookie Monster.
I'm not a single what, but I'm down to clown for life. Well, bet you may be. Then why the fuck join a damn fucking group if you're not single? Angelina, you're fucking retarded. I just wanted Christina Louise Fannin looking. Are there any bisexual or lesbian lets on here? If so, hit me up. Whoop.
You should tell her that you're a lesbian. Just social
talk. I'll put that one work. Because of the fact that somebody else actually did that already.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, but they go fucking, yeah, just Dakota Bones goes, I'm lesbian because, let's be honest, let's get me in the right. Much more fucking with love, whoop, whoop. The fuck?
That doesn't even make sense.
No, it does not. I'm lesbian because, let's be honest, let's get me in the right. No, and get you in the right what?
And then I hate that they whoop whoop after that, when they made no sense whatsoever.
Oh, bad. It's way how the same dumb motherfucker goes, I'm a single low, but yeah, I'm out this group, find a few nice lips, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people in there. Why am I added to this group? I'm clearly not single. So fucking what, man? You can talk to people.
Yeah.
I bet you, I bet you your girlfriend or boyfriend's in here talking to people.
cockeyed bitch with a head cockeyed. Let's see. Sue, Canadian juggler, freeze says, does anyone think this is beautiful? Fuck no.
Who? That cockeyed bitch.
Some other fucking fat ass chick that looks ugly as all hell.
God damn it. Why can't we find like a decent looking bitch?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, she doesn't have to be the hottest thing in the world, but at least decent, you know what I mean? Like, them bitches in there are, like, disgusting.
Exactly, man. Like, what the fuck?
There's that one girl in that group always posting, like, I'm gonna lose some weight or something so I can turn more heads.
Well, for cock guy bitch, you know, she needs a few things. One, lose weight. Two, she needs surgery on that eye so that way it's not fucking moving all over the place. After these dumb motherfuckers really need to learn how to spell.
Yeah, that would help a lot.
See, the quarter bones goes, looking for less to talk to, not really in the mood for a relationship. Oh, don't motherfucker, you're in a goddamn singles place trying to find a fucking lack. But, see, not really in the mood for relationships at the moment. Add me or whatnot, much motherfucker with clown love, and God bless, and save trip to all the lows unless attending the gathering this year. Save trip? Really? Go figure, the fucking cockeyed bitches actually fucking liked that post.
Of course she did.
Well, there you go, cockeyed bitch. You found your low. You can't spell and he's retarded.
She found a bunch of lows. She's looking all over. I wonder if she's in the rough sex. Smack the shit out of her face. I mean, you probably do that, your fucking eyeball will probably pop out.
More likely, yeah. Like,
oh
my
shit.
About the head, your eye just fell out.
There we go. Maybe she look a little better then.
Maybe.
Maybe we should talk about how she wear a paper bag on her head. Maybe she'll take a picture like that tomorrow.
Man, she probably will.
Since we said something about sunglasses, and then boom, there's a sunglasses picture.
There's Andy Angel is fucking retarded. She goes, team motherfucking awake, checking in, killers. makes no sense. Team motherfucker in a week. That's the name of your team there. Okay.
Motherfucker, I'm not on your team, bitch.
Hell no. Well, since all these motherfuckers are all retarded and everything, let's move on to the next group. See if we can find more numbers to fucking call for tomorrow's show. Probably not, though. Chris Ote. I don't know why your post is up in there. So, we'll delete you. Delete post and ban user.
And what the hell is that in?
What's one fucking we can call love?
Uh-huh. I thought you already kicked them out of that.
I kicked them out, but I apparently didn't ban them.
Oh.
Oh, great. There's another post I got to delete from him.
The only thing he probably posted in there was for the show.
That was about it. But yet, notice how, you know, he doesn't even bother to go to other fucking, like, you know, he never bothered to go to any other group or anything like that to actually post. He always posted either on his wall, which is barely, he barely did it anyways, or the JRC team. He never went anywhere else. He didn't even bother.
Because he's an idiot.
Yep. You know, even funnier thing is, you know, he said that he quit that day, but I don't think he realizes we fired his ass already.
Man, we fired him months ago. Fucking hell.
And all of a sudden, he decides to quit.
Dude, when he quits, man, he fucking quits. He gets rid of all of us.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay, Chris. If you really want, you can go date, go see Jerry. Maybe she'll kill you.
Yeah, we can only hope.
Yeah.
Victim number two that we know of.
Yeah, that we know of.
I know what you did last summer.
Let's see. No other motherfuckers up in here to get numbers from. So let's move on to another fucking group.
Jeez, man, relax. We don't need that many numbers.
Oh, but we can have some fun.
Man, we got numbers of people that we actually know we can call. We can call up Speedy, be like, bitch.
What the fuck? Bitch is stupid as all hell. Ashley Lynn. Willing. Well, she puts Welling. Why the fuck can't people spell Willing correctly?
Same reason people can't spell lose. They spell it loose.
But, she goes, I'm willing to trade my hatchet necklace for 2 AT&T or a T-Mobile touchscreen.
Because you're an idiot.
Yep. Come on. You're fucking trading your fucking hatchet, man. For fucking AT&T or T-Mobile touchscreen. That ain't gonna get you shit. Let's see, Crystal Schema, I'm sold. You have boobs, so I'll add you.
You have boobs, so I'm gonna add you.
Oh no, it's funny because I thought she posted up in the group saying, I have boobs, so add me.
Alrighty then.
You have boobs, so I'll add you. (Clears I think it's well, people actually wanted, didn't think she even bother to put that.
I have boobs, so add me.
Like, really?
And what group was that in?
All Always Have Juggalo Family.
I don't think I'm in that group.
Probably better that way, because you'd probably be, you'd probably end up wanting to kill everybody in here because of the fucking horrible spelling.
Wait, hold on. Always Have Juggalo / Juggalettes.
Nope. All Always. Always. They didn't put Always, they put Always.
Yeah, I'm definitely not in that then. Why is it that every Juggalo is fucking blocked on Facebook?
I have
no clue. Where are I just checked? Oh, look, it's Etchy.
What?
Oh, look, it's Etchy.
What, that annoying chick?
Yep.
The real annoying voice.
Oh, look at this. Now, here's a funny fucking comment right there. I think to Crystal Schema says, "Anyone add me, single, especially single lows. P.S. This is not an option."
Oh, I've seen that.
I added you. Except my ad. I guess me and you are out for that fucking shit because she wants hot single guys, 19 to 25, who live in the USA to add her. No creepy, no old creepy man. I want young and cute guys, apparently. That's what she wants.
I guess I'm out because I don't live in the U.S.
I guess I'm out because I live in Antarctica. I'm 26.
I'd like to post my weed. Tell us, bitch, posts are fucking weed and shit. Weed and food. And you wonder why you... Never mind.
IV killer. You need to get a better taste of music. This is a fact he posted a fucking in this group. Hobson. Ill mind of Hobson 6.
Stupid shit. Just like how the one line that Wiz Khalifa said in that Tech N9ne song. Apparently everybody thought that he was talking about Hobson, so they're trying to make a big ordeal out of it. And then Tech N9ne even cleared that up. He's like, he didn't take no shots at him. He's like, so the fuck would if he did? You know, fucking Tech N9ne works with Hobson too, so who the fuck cares?
Yeah. Okay, back. Gotta go back to sitting down.
Wow, they're really going to put out a movie called Jobs.
Started.
Well, it got Ashton Kutcher in it.
Yeah. Sounds retarded.
good 20 on some things, but I don't need fucking movies like that.
Or if you like cop movies and whatnot, you can go ahead and go rent Broken City.
Yeah, I'm not that big of a fan of cop movies.
Or cop shows.
Only cop show I actually really like, and I don't even watch that anymore. It's like Law and Order, SVU.
Yeah, well then, you would like a movie like this then. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out.
And if you're a fan of Mark Wahlberg?
No, not really.
I'm sorry, Havoc. Next time I watch a movie with young girls, I'll let you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not that big a fan of Mark Wahlberg. Never really have been.
No, Mark.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
I swear you just said Mike.
No, I said Mark. Yeah, I'm not big with him. Never have been, never will be, never gonna be.
Jeez.
I don't know, he just doesn't really impress me with his acting.
Just pretend he's Selena Gomez and watch the movie.
Fuck that.
Damn, that didn't even work.
Fuck that. That should look good. Old you are, first off, before I decide to comment. Well, that's even funnier. Fucking, this chick fucking posted up in a Juggalo family chat going pretty ugly. And someone responds, underage.
Well, this person's status says, if your legs have more cottage cheese than a grocery store, do us all a favor and cover that shit the fuck up.
She's definitely underage, though. It's like 16.
Most bitches on the internet are.
Hey, look. Fucking murderer came on. It's the murderer.
Huh?
I said, the murderer came, just logged on.
The fuck is the murderer?
Jerry.
Yeah, she don't ever fucking talk. She's lame.
Sapphire Riddle swearing, I am you ugly. I'm surprised you even got married in the first place.
Okay, then.
That's the money who knocked your ass up.
They just wanted her to have bigger tits.
They probably did.
They should make a movie about that. Dudes that go around knocking bitches up just to get them, or knocking them just to get bigger tits. Yeah, there we go. Instead of watching these underage girls fucking pregnant and shit all over TV.
Yeah.
At least this movie would be entertaining, you know, he's getting knocked up to get bigger boobs. Not because they want a kid.
Exactly. They just want the big tits.
Even though you could just simply find a girl with big-ass titties.
Exactly. And then, of course, they make them even bigger.
And then you go and buy some implants.
Yeah. My question is, if this guy with implants, you get her pregnant, will her tits still get bigger?
I don't fucking know.
Yo, that's going to be my question right now for Facebook.
I'm sure people would love to read that.
I lose a few friends, but oh well.
I don't know. Does anybody ever leave any ignorant comments on your shit?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for it, though.
Damn. Never?
Oh. But I'm waiting for that, though.
Every time I'm on a profile, man, somebody always got something ignorant to say.
Facebook. I have a question. If a chick has implants and you get knocked up, will her tits still grow? Oh. Will her tits get bigger? Well, let's see how many people actually answer this one. I think it's funny how this dude Justin Gigliotti on our conference.
Gigliotti,
huh? Yeah, but he goes, yeah, he just commented on fucking Miranda Cosgrove with fucking status saying, guys, can you ask Victoria Justice to send me a friend request?
Wow.
Okay, people, now I'm just waiting for you to plug in and answer my question. Yep, but you know what would have been even funny about that is if I tagged Miranda Cosgrove in that.
Maybe she'll have an answer.
You know what? I should ask Kisla, since, you know, she's had a kid.
But she doesn't have fake boobs, though.
No, she don't. Who do we know up on Facebook that might have fake boobs? Rabbit?
No, she don't got fake boobs.
Whatever, you know. Maybe I should ask about put a status in. Does anybody on my Facebook have fake tits?
Well, that's a good way to find out. Because that's a good question, man. I don't know anybody on my list that has fake tits.
I don't think anybody likes my question. So, you know what, I'll switch over to the JR like page.
Yeah, nobody's going to like it there either. Maybe get a couple likes. Nobody's going to really say anything. Nobody ever fucking says anything.
Yeah.
How is getting into your zone going to help your phone charge?
I don't know. We went to see if anybody responds to that question.
Yep.
And I switch back over to the other page where we have no likes. So you know, I'm just going to ask, how many people on my page have fake boobs? This is such a stupid commercial. Fucking dude can get fucking taken away in the laundromat and fucking.
Hey, look at that, man. This dude actually liked the page I like, too. That's where I got this from. Getting your girlfriend pregnant so she has bigger boobs. Somebody else actually liked that page. Maybe you should go on that like page and ask him.
Hey, look, I actually got a response already. Candy Joe's Wooden goes, I would assume so, considering the milk glands aren't affected by the implants.
She said milk glands. What the hell is this? This is a picture of some Asian people playing Jenga on a roller coaster. How the fuck do you do that?
I have no clue. There we go. I like the getting your girlfriend pregnant so she has bigger boobs.
See, look at that. On the like page, somebody liked it.
Yeah, they liked it. They respond.
Nobody responds to shit.
Milk glands.
And on this like page, nothing but dudes like shit. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Like, where the hell's all the females in the world? They turn into guys.
Seems like it.
doing great. Another hot bitch pregnant.
Well, look at it this way. It's, at least we'll get bigger boobs.
Her boobs are kind of big now.
Well, then they'll get even bigger.
Yeah.
So it all works out in the end. Apparently, Katrina Evil is being stalked.
I think that lady's paranoid. Because there's always crazy, there's always crazy shit going on with her.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, there's two links to that fucking comment I put up on J. Harley page. But nobody's responding back. Then again, I don't think the dudes are going to respond because I don't think they'd even know.
Yeah, that's for sure. The fuck is this? Juggalo Yard Sale.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck are they selling?
I don't know. It fucking says banned. I don't fucking know.
A little yard sale as a band? What the? People are really stupid with the names nowadays. Yeah, I made a new friend. Oh, no shit.
Made a new friend?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Brittany Aristotle.
And why is she your friend?
I don't know. I just want you. I just want more answers to my question.
Good luck with that.
I mean, Candy said she assumed so, but just because you assume don't mean it's true. The world wants to know, if you get a chick pregnant, won't you get implants, will they get bigger? The world must know. It needs to know this answer.
It's more like Havoc needs to know this answer.
Yeah, but if I know this, then the world can know it, and it's perfect.
I guess.
I know my motherfuckers need to take their time out and say, night, Facebook, out of here. Three pokes. You know what? I'm gonna copy and paste my fucking says and I post in different fucking groups and see who fucking responds to it.
Wow, you really want to know?
Hell yeah, I do.
Cause the people on your list are too dumb.
Yep.
Google it.
Yeah, we could try that too. What I came up with was lopsided breast.
Yeah, that's not it.
And when do girls' boobs stop growing? All I want to know is if the chick fucking tickles will keep on growing if she's knocked up and they're fucking fake. Getting, all I'm getting is fucking lopsided breasts again. Actresses and singers with breast implants.
Yeah, no.
How Angelina Jolie will become a game changer in the battle of breast cancer. Top 10 Hollywood celebrities with large breasts that are real. And Google, you don't help at all.
Jeez, Google don't know.
Let's see who the top 10 celebrities with big boobs are. Brooklyn Decker, Katy Perry.
Jessica Simpson. Katy Perry.
And definitely Jessica Simpson with all the kids she's had.
Yeah, is she pregnant again?
Yep. Kim Kardashian.
That bitch got Kylie pregnant and got fat as fuck.
Yeah, Halle Berry.
She got big boobs? Her boobs ain't that big.
Nope. Sophia Vergara.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. Ira Bank. Coming at number 3 is Jennifer Love Hewitt. Coming at number 2 is... Hell nah. Coming at number 2 is Scarlett Johansson.
She's hot, but her boobs aren't that big either.
And number 1 is Salma Hayek.
Yeah, she's hot too. She got some decent sized boobs. They're not even that big. What the fuck? This is a fucked up list. So she has the largest breast, what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I don't agree with that at all. I would say Katy Perry's boobs are bigger than hers.
I wouldn't mind getting suffocated and fucking Katy Perry's tits.
She got kicked off of Sesame Street because of her boobs.
Okay, so let's see. Now we got actresses and singers. Let's see who else can give me fucking pictures. Connie Nielsen. I don't know who the fuck she is. Pamela Anderson. Yeah.
Now, what's this for?
Actresses and singers with breast implants. Now we can find out who's got fake boobs. We don't know. Jennifer Aniston.
No. Jennifer Aniston got fake boobs now?
Yep. Nicole Kidman. Patricia Heaton, Gina Gershon,
already know how who half these motherfuckers are, so we'll skip until I actually find someone that actually know. Fucking Adam, fucking, take the clown fucking commented on my thing.
Adam?
He goes, oh. I think so. Oh, there we go, Sharon Stone. Cher. Yeah, Cher was oil. Demi Moore. Cameron Diaz. Fawcett. Lindsay Lohan. Britney Spears. Well, that one we already know. Birds. Tori Spelling. Alyssa Milano. Shannon Elizabeth. Elijah, Alicia, and Cooper. Cuthbert, I checked in the fucking girl next door.
I see.
Beyonce has fake tits, so I didn't know that one.
Wow, she got fake boobs, really?
Yeah. Carmen Electra.
Oh, yeah.
Not obvious. Kate Hudson. Julia Roberts. Tiffany Thiessen. Mariah Carey, but that's an obvious one. Morgan Fairchild, obvious.
She even talks about that shit a lot.
Janet Jackson. Courtney Love. Jenny McCartney. McCarthy. Jane Fonda. Lovely bitch. Megan Fox.
Megan Fox, how are you?
Sarah Jessica Parker. Whitney Houston's dead, so there's no really no point in mentioning her. Don't count anymore.
Doesn't count anymore.
Kate Beckinsale.
She got fake boobs, really?
Yeah. Yeah, Aguilera.
Well, that's obvious.
Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, she became a real slut.
Little Kim.
Oh, no, really?
Vivica A. Fox. Amy Winehouse, you're dead, so you don't matter. Jessica Alba. Tara Reid. Anna Nicole Smith, you're dead, you don't matter either. J. Blige, Melanie B, aka Sporty Spice.
It's because she had no boobs.